Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KC. DNR.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Do it. Say it.
Good morning. Redding?
Oh, there we go. It didn't have any sound.
You found We the People Radio on Sunday morning. Lucky you.
And as always, we're starting right on time. Bob, what's wrong with this?
We have issues this morning. Big issues this morning.
Big issues.
We have open lines this morning.
We have open everything this
open
morning.
Everything.
We're open.
Yeah.
We're open to topics. We're open to the whole shooting match.
Yeah, we're open line Sunday. Open line Sunday.
Who bailed on you?
You know, it was like, it was one of those things where nobody could come, no one bailed out. Just nobody could do it. They had a graduation. They're going to be out of town. I mean, it just, I don't know. People were.
I think it was the car show.
Let's blame it on the car show.
That's the car show.
Too many other things going on in Reading this weekend.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, so I guess we ought to give out the number. It's 530-605-4567. Or join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Computer's not up.
What about your favorite congressman? Is he busy?
I'm assuming there's a chat room in there. You know, I don't know. I was going to send out a little whoops text message, except I can't unlock my own phone. That's the only problem when you put the pattern. You lock your phone with a pattern?
No. I don't lock my phone at all. If you find my phone, you can make free phone calls.
That's
forever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like
you
your
charger?
Do you like your phone, Bob?
I love my phone.
No, do you lock it?
Oh, yes, I do.
See, Mark didn't lock his phone
not
that time.
Not with a pattern, though.
Oh, you don't?
Oh,
what
yeah,
do you
that's
do, a
right.
password?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave Mark a free gift on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because he left it unlocked.
Yeah, a little selfie.
Yeah, a little selfie.
Knucklehead.
He liked it. He kept it, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He probably uses it for wallpaper now.
So, fun phone call of the week.
Tell me.
I got a fun phone call this week.
I got a wrong number. Does that count?
No, that doesn't count. No, I got a call from a guy who, was very upset that, the U.S. Forest Service was throwing all their power and weight around. He was kind of hysterical, actually. He didn't start out hysterical, but it got there pretty quick. It was like talking to Sam Kinison. Isn't
oh, no.
he the guy?
Oh,
isn't
yeah, he's the screamer.
Yeah, the screamer. He's like, Ngah! Pretty soon, just like, jeez Louise. You know, they're throwing around all of their, they're trying to arrest me. They tried to shoot me. And it was like, well, in what order? You know, I mean, what were you doing? And they don't belong on this property. They only have rights on the Forest Service. And, you know, everybody's worked up about, you know, what's going on with BLM and Forest Service and all this stuff. And so it's like, okay, well, you know, where are you? I'm on private property. I said, oh, well, if it's your property, why don't you just call the sheriff? Well, it's not my property. Oh, well,
yeah. somebody else's private property.
He goes, it's not my property. I'm like, well, get the property owner to make a call. Well, I don't know who the property owner is. Okay. Like, what are you doing there? Well, I'm trying to decide if I should buy it or not. Okay. So it's out by do you know where Stampede Dam is?
Stampede Dam. Never
heard of
Stampede
Dam. It's out by Truckee. It's out by Truckee. So, yeah, you know, I'm trying to decide if I should buy it or not. And I said, well, why don't you go to the assessor, find out who owns it, call them. Why don't you do, seems like you're doing this backwards. He says, I can't go there till the first when my check comes in.
Uh-oh. Did he get a phone call from somebody in Florida wanting to sell him,
like,
some property in California?
So we're camping illegally.
I'm waiting
life
for mama's
complicated
check.
In this economy.
My. I don't get the impression. I didn't get the impression the economy had anything to do with it.
Well, it sounds like you can't afford the gas or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, but I don't think this just didn't sound to me like a new idea. He was here last year too, trying to figure out who owned that property. And apparently looking under all the bushes and the rocks, he's like, well, people are allowed to be on this property. The property owner lets them. I said, really? Then I thought you said you didn't know who it was. Well, I don't, but there are other people who walk through here, so that must mean I can stay here.
I can walk through here too.
I'm like, well, if I'm on vacation and my front door blows open, which, remember that time?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it was open for like 4 days.
You left it unlocked.
Yeah. Went too many trips back inside. We left the front door open. I'm like, so if I left my front door open and you came in and I wasn't there, but I owned the house, but there was no one there to throw you out, you could live in it until I returned. This is really an interesting. Yeah. I'm like, I have to go now.
Squatter's rights.
I have to go.
I had a young man that reminded me of a story. I had a young man ask me one time. He said, you work during the day, don't you? I said, well, yes, I do. And he said, well, I was wondering, could I come over to your house and use your internet connection to hook up my Game Boy or whatever the heck it was?
I remember that.
So I could play games. And then as soon as you come home, then I'll unplug it and leave. That way I won't bother you.
You're all
No,
it's no bother.
No, it's no bother. I would, but my door's locked. That's no bother at all.
I would, but you're frightening me.
Holy cow, yeah. Don't have a job. Just want to find somebody.
I just want to borrow your internet connection.
Yeah. I mean, you're not using it.
You're gone during the day at work and everything.
Yeah. Do you mind? Whoa. Yeah.
How do you feel about inventorying everything in your house and your refrigerator every morning
that
before you
about
leave?
The thing about the strange new world, we're there.
I thought it was Brave New World.
No, it's a strange new world.
You would have been in Brave New World if you would have said yes.
Yeah, we're going.
Actually,
where no
you would have been in Stupid
before.
New World, and I would have shared that with you. What are you doing over there, Bob?
I just booked our first guest.
You are on fire.
Eddie has lots to say.
You're killing it.
It's Charles.
I was just going to say, is it Charles?
It is Charles.
Charles.
Is he going to speak English or Russian today?
I don't know. Let's ask him and find out.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, good morning.
What are you doing in there?
What are you doing in there?
What am I doing? Oh, let's see. what's Barry Tippin doing? He's wanting to put... He's wanting to make sure that smart meters are in the upcoming REU strategic plan.
He wants to make sure that smart meters?
Pray tell.
Oh, for the city of Reading?
Yeah, for Reading Electric Utilities' so-called strategic plan. This was brought up at the REU commission meeting last Thursday.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah. Under director's report, update on strategic plan. So they've got all their consultants lined up. They're going to pick the one that is going to actually put together the draft strategic plan. Don't you just love these things?
Yeah, I do. Cause
plan
it's...
this, plan that, plan, well. But at any rate,
that's a whole different program.
I was
program.
About to make an irreverent suggestion involving some of these plans, but I think I'll refrain.
I think we all got the suggestion. I got it. Did you get it?
I got it.
Bill got it. Bob?
Plan this.
Whoa, what's the matter with the line here?
I don't know.
NSA.
Oh, yeah. You are all, it sounds like you're being saran wrapped.
No?
Well, no, yes, it does. It sounds like somebody's putting saran wrap around you.
Are you on a landline, Charles?
Yes, I am.
Well, so much for that. Ooh. How about,
Let's get back to, Barry Tippin.
How about this? Okay, call us right back. Cause there's something funky going on with the phone.
REU is jamming us.
Damn smart meters.
Yeah.
No, this is an old timey rotary dial phone that I'm using.
Oh, I can't imagine why you're having problems.
I totally
with it,
believe you. But the squirrel probably screwed through the line.
Is it a princess
chewed
phone?
Through the line.
It could be the smart meter we have out back.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Yeah, kill it. Call us back. Something funky going on. So one of us is doing it and nobody knows who. I was, of course, angry about the Veterans Affairs thing. Did you guys follow that?
Yes, I have.
News out of Arizona this week?
No, Washington, D.C.
It was Arizona.
Oh, yeah, they're going after Arizona. But, yeah, it looks like Washington's getting involved now. Wow, imagine that.
My computer's dead.
That's where they're supposed to be taking care of things like this.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, it takes people to pipe up and say something. So the lovely part is that I don't know how you're a doctor there for 24 years. So I'm struggling with that part. I don't know how you're a doctor for 24 years and you watch that stuff. I mean, that seems to fly in the face of your Hippocratic Oath if you know that people are being harmed and you
let it happen.
Just kind of let it roll on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Well, it gets down to follow the money.
Well, for those people that kind of weren't watching, they figured out that the VA in Phoenix had two waiting lists for people to come in and see a doctor. And it was the waiting list that was actually in the computer that was traceable, the one that showed their statistics on how long people were waiting. And then there was the one with anybody who had to wait longer than 15 days, and that was kept on paper so that no one would know.
Yeah. The one that showed how long they were actually waiting.
Yeah, except they figured out, and I'm sure the number's higher, but they figured out that 40 people died while waiting.
Oh, They kept that on a legal pad on somebody's desk. Is that where the list was?
Apparently. Yeah, so that was the off-book waiting list. So it didn't look like people were waiting months and months and months, because the one man, I saw his daughter and his son interviewed, and I think he went in September. He died in November. They called him for his appointment in December. Not great. Not great. My stepdad just had this. Twice this year, actually, down in Palo Alto. He was supposed to be admitted. He called. He had some, you know, some work that had to be done, I guess. It's almost like, in some cases, you know, scheduling kind of an update. And got there for his appointment. And at that time, he was really sick. The timing of the appointment was great. He got there and they wouldn't check him in because he has private insurance. He's older and he has private insurance. So suddenly they didn't have a bed for him like they planned. And, they told him he could go over to the main he goes to the spine center because he's paraplegic, but they said, no, you can go over to the main hospital, emergency room and get admitted through there on the hospital side, not the spine center. And, a few weeks ago, same thing. This was several months ago. A few weeks ago, same thing happened. He went there, needed to go there. It was kind of an emergency deal, and wound up having to go to the emergency room in his own town. But if he didn't have private insurance, he would have been in the same boat as that man.
And what's interesting is he has never had a problem up to this point with the VA. He's always kind of touted how great they've treated him. So it must be getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must be really getting a handle on their issues down there in Oakland.
Well, we've got some, we'll be having some, whistleblowers on here in the future. I spoke with someone yesterday and they're all meeting this morning, which is why they couldn't come on, actually. They're, planning. One of the people, worked on a project in 2012 where there were 14,000 files that were in, tubs from 1994.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. That's like 20 years ago.
22, yeah. For 22 years, these files had been accumulating. I don't know if they were, most of them are from 1994. Anyway, they somehow got boxed up and, you know.
Was that the get right on it file?
Yeah, it was probably like, we've got way too much going on and we need to get this out of our hair. And so they boxed them all up. Somebody found them. A team was put on them. I can't remember if they told me it was 6 or 8 people, but it was a, you know, small group of folks supposed to process these 14,000 files. And what they found is that half the people on those files had died over that period of time. So they were already gone. And so, you know, several of these people working in that project are veterans. And it was throwing them over the edge. The other claims, they wanted them to date them 2012. And they said, well, these people have been waiting 22 years. And in some cases, it was evidence on another case. So for all of our veterans out there who have filed claims and then only to be denied because the VA came back and said, well, you didn't turn in this, that, or the other thing.
We have no record of that.
Yeah, it might have been turned in 22 years ago and put in that box someplace. And so, you know, concurrently, but in another, in another time, you know, it's kind of like parallel universes.
Alternate universe, yeah.
Yes, in an alternate universe. The VA is sending out memos out of Oakland that they don't have any claims that are more than 120 days old. And right now, if we had, you know, a piece of paper for every person in our local area with a claim over 120 days old, we could, you know, build War and Peace. It's just...
unbelievable.
It just goes...
Okay, 120 days is 4 months. That
yeah.
Doesn't really sound plausible.
No, it's not plausible. But it is plausible if you change the coding. If you change the code, like, of as soon as it hits that time period and you make it a, say, code 400 case... 400 codes aren't tracked. So those are literally off book. So they're doing the exact same thing so that they don't get busted for it. Mm. So their numbers are amazing.
Well, and to put that in perspective, I was reading an article the other day about some of the healthcare problem rollouts. And,
oh my gosh, I saw some of those too.
In December, I guess the New York Times reported that the Federal Register, which is the Daily Journal of the U.S. government, still receives some of its original content from some agencies on 3.5-inch floppy disks, believe it or not. Nice. They're still using those. And because of unamended legal requirements, a lot of its work orders and authorizations for some agencies are delivered on these disks by couriers. So they run around on bicycles and deliver these 3.5-inch floppy disks to whoever needs them. That's their mode of
nice.
You know, their up to date system. So you got to wonder, why doesn't it work?
Well, it's like on this particular thing, the Phoenix VA hospital. And you know, have you seen the interviews with the director? And she has like her, I don't know why her eyes are open so wide. They're a little scary though. Have you seen her? It's a blonde haired lady. And I mean, she literally like, I don't think it's good for your eyeballs to have your eyelids open that wide. There's something going on. But she looks at the camera and she's like, I have no knowledge. It's almost like, dare me to blank.
We broke this.
I don't know if she looked like that before all this happened or if this is just a result of this.
CNN broke this story earlier in the week. And we had it on the KCNR Morning News. This was the story out of Arizona that said over 1,600 veterans were forced to wait months for the medical appointments. Two appointment lists are maintained.
Yep.
An official computerized sham roster, which shows veterans seeing doctors on a timely basis, and then the secret, genuine waiting list. Dr. Sam Foote, who recently retired from the VA system, said the scheme was deliberately put in place to avoid the VA's own internal rules.
No. Bureaucrats changing their own rules and hiding it from the public?
Well, you had a doctor, Aaron, that told you that they wanted him to alter his records on one VA to match their report, and he wouldn't play.
Well, to allow them to deny a benefits claim. To allow him to deny a benefits claim, they wanted him to...
Can you just reword that a little bit?
Could you just change it so the guy doesn't look sick?
Yeah.
That would be great.
That'd be great. We'll just move on.
It's interesting. I don't know where this... I'm going to go journalistic malpractice here, but this was the beginning of an article I got. Before Obamacare was passed or even considered as a bill, the federal government gained experience running a healthcare system. if people haven't really made the connection, I'm frightened for them. For decades, it's run Veterans Affairs facilities catering to millions of war veterans, in essence, setting up a parallel health system to that which non-veterans use. Hundreds of VA facilities across the country now treat our former servicemen and servicewomen. So,
that's something you really want on your resume?
Yeah. Is it any wonder then that a VA hospital in Phoenix area is attracting unwelcome attention for a scandal involving a secret waiting list?
Is Sharon Hellman the woman you're talking about?
I think so. She's the one with the scary eyes.
Dr. Foote said Phoenix VA Director Sharon Hellman knew of the dual lists and real wait times.
That's why she doesn't ever blink when they interview her. Never let him see you blink.
Dr. Foote told CNN veterans who die while on the secret waiting list are removed, leaving no record that they had ever presented themselves for care.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, of the 14,000 claims that were filed back in 1994 that folks worked on in 2012, if the people died, those files got blown away. They didn't. There was no follow-up with family or, and you think about how many people are out there, my dad tried to get benefits for years, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, what's sad too is they'll shuffle these people around and there'll be no accountability for this. But I don't know. As much press as this is getting now, somebody's going to have to put their head on the block.
Well, it's interesting because the final thing on this this particular article, it said it's worth asking whether this is the direction American healthcare will go for everyone, as the line between the government-provided VA health system and the private market for the rest of us begins to blur thanks to Obamacare. Wait times are a common complaint in nations that have already gone down the road to socialized medicine, and doing whatever's needed to cover your behind is standard operating procedure for any government bureaucracy. Sadly, the two paths converge in Phoenix, and hundreds of those who faithfully served our country have been betrayed by their government. The author also notes leftists mocked Sarah Palin back, remember, when she talked about death panels?
Oh, death panels, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The death panels portrayal of Obamacare, but it's not a laughing matter, and actually really does happen.
No, I heard that last week. Somebody was talking about the exact same thing. They said this is exactly what we can look forward to in the new healthcare system. This is just kind of a sneak preview of what we can expect, because this is the same government healthcare that we're all going to be receiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so for folks that haven't followed that, followed along with that, get ready. There are more interesting revelations coming from the VA, and specifically the benefits side. And for people who think, well, it seems like the hospital side is more important, look at our homeless population. A lot of our homeless population are veterans waiting for their benefits. You look at the suicide rates. A lot of that is caused by just the sheer anger and frustration of dealing with the system that you can't reach. I mean, they send in paper, nothing happens, they ignore it, they send you back a, they're denying claims down there, a lot of them at 31 days. They get them, and as soon as they can deny them, they do to get them off the books, even though none of the evidence they've requested has come in. So then the person has to appeal. It's like, I mean, you can't, you can't make that up.
Nope.
I guess you could, but it wouldn't be as good.
I'm glad to see that at least now they're starting to pay attention a little bit. And bring this to light that there's some major, major problems in this system that need to be fixed. Because I think these people have been skating way too long.
Yeah.
Making up their own rules, being untouchable. And
it's emboldening the employees to step up and say something, and they're really the only ones who can fix it.
Well, they've always been afraid to say anything because they'll end up cleaning toilets and some.
They all have Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
So we break the Stockholm Syndrome, and we can start climbing the hill. Hey, we better take a quick break, huh?
Hey.
Eh?
Charles has called us back. He's standing by.
Oh, cool. All right.
All right, Charles, we'll get to you.
Right after the right after we thank our advertisers. So you're listening to We the People Radio here on a cloudy Sunday morning. You can call us if you like, 530-605-4567. We'll continue chatting about nothing when we come back.
What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood? They take over, but good. They want you all body and soul.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Are your eyes tired? Do your eyes need a pick-me-up? Well, come on out to the Shasta District Fairgrounds and feast your eyes on fabulous fabric creations at the Reading Quilter Society Quilt Show, Quilting in the Golden State, featuring local quilters Beulah Alioto and Alice Burris. Hours are Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Admission is $7 daily or $10 for a three-day pass. Visit the vendors. Shop in the boutique this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Hey, folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Time is truly wasting. There's no guarantee. Smiles in the making. We gotta fight the powers that be. I don't understand that.
You go, Funky Bill.
The robot. You can only see it.
You have a dance move made for radio. Welcome back to We the People. We're sorry, we're still here.
Sometimes people, I just get the funk in me in the morning, you know, and I just want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I want a river dance, too. That's always exciting.
That's never good.
Yeah.
Hey, so... You know, on a lighter medical note, a month ago.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, sometimes you just gotta wonder, you know how they're just making this healthcare thing just super, super complicated and, you know, it's hard to figure all this stuff out. Well, I guess if you're a doctor, it's even worse. And if you're a biller, it's worse yet. They've unveiled and continue to unveil. I was talking to somebody, they unveiled new codes for like, psychiatry and all these different things. Well, here's one. Minutely detailed billing codes for doctors to report diagnosis of treatments to insurance companies. Okay, so you figure, you know, it's on your, you know, whatever you injured, it's your hand, your foot, your leg, right? You know, you've got your general stuff. Yeah. Among the latest finds ready to be part of the medical landscape are separate codes for injuries occurring from, are you ready?
Oh, no, this isn't the flaming water skis, is it?
A balloon collision.
Oh, well, I was going to say they should have a code for that.
No, or whether it was it happened during knitting or crocheting. There's a billing code for that, right? If you got injured during knitting or crocheting or for injuries during...
While in a balloon?
I don't know if the balloon, it's like, you know, you check the balloon one, then you check the knitting one, in which case the balloon probably popped. And you've got injuries during gardening and landscaping, though not merely caused by digging, shoveling, and raking, which require different codes. So if you're landscaping other than digging, shoveling, and raking, there's a separate code for that.
Hmm.
Distinct codes are necessary if an injury occurred in an opera house.
no chance of that in Reading.
Or if the patient is injured by walking into a lamp post.
Huh.
With separate codes for the first lamppost collision and for successive lampposts.
They collisions. Actually said these are necessary.
This is part of the billing codes.
Huh.
So,
when you sit down to fill out a claim form.
I know, and they keep asking you more and more and more questions and they
you
don't
get the wrong code on there, they'll shoot it back and then you gotta do it all over again.
Was this caused by a balloon collision? Yeah.
This looks like a balloon collision injury.
See, and if my doctor asked if I was knitting or crocheting, I'd be like, why? Like, are you cold? You know, do you need a sweater? Yeah. What are we talking about? No, it's so that they can bill it properly.
Well, this explains why I heard that
did you hear or did you make it up?
Oh, no. this was a true story. That when Obama was over visiting with the Pope, he told the Pope that, there were many people in the Beltway that wanted to, nominate him for sainthood because of Obamacare. And, the Pope politely told him, well, that's because it'll be a flipping miracle if it works. So I don't know.
Something told me that I was going to get a lie on that one.
No, that was a true story.
Although
right
we have two popes being canonized this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. They were really, they had filled the square down there in Vatican City. Last night I was watching it.
Was it bigger than the car show?
Yeah, it was way bigger. Well, I've been in that square. And I'll tell you what, when it's full, it's amazing. If you lose the people you're with, you're never going to find them again, ever.
All I see is a sea of heads when they show pictures of it.
It's true, though. It's fun to be in the sea of heads because then, I don't know. I mean, we've seen it so many times. You know, you watch it on TV and you're like, hey, I'm one of those tiny people. It's a big, big, big square. Bigger, I don't even know what's – everything there is so much bigger. You know, have a little plaza and a fountain, and the fountain is the size of the Lorenz Hotel, and it's just a little fountain. It's not even a monumental fountain. Anyway, gigantic. Super fun. So is Charles still our hostage?
He is. He's trapped in...
Has he been re-hostaged?
In the phone system. Charles?
Yes.
Hey, okay. So let's go back to smart meters. We're like a runaway train today.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Charles, let me have it.
Well, we don't want the dang smart meters. Why does REU think they need them? Save money?
Oh, because there's rumors of a coming state mandate, supposedly, although Barry Tippin would not name it anything specifically.
Oh.
He says, there's coming a mandate. And during that, last Thursday's meeting, he proceeded to try to sell the idea of smart meters. Now, keep in mind, the strategic plan hasn't, the consultant to write this plan hasn't even been chosen yet, but he already knows what he wants to see in the plan.
Well, that's awesome.
So,
not.
Yeah, he told the commission today's meeting is probably the last short meeting you're going to have in a while, which probably means that they'll start choosing the consultant next month, and when that person is chosen, they'll be drafting the so-called strategic plan, which will include, if Tippin has his way, smart meters.
Well, so it's time for the public to pipe up, huh?
Yeah, it's time to get up off the couch and not be so preoccupied with things like Dancing with the Stars, or the NBA playoffs, or whatever.
Or Bill playing with Velcro while we're on the air?
Oh, well, at least he's playing with Velcro, and not something else.
It's like, obscure. It's like, hey, you knucklehead. Just making a loud noise. It's like, why don't you start humming randomly? It's over here. I can hear me. Like, you don't have a click pen you can obsess with? Now he can't.
Well, there was one staff member in that utility commission meeting. I'm not going to embarrass him by mentioning his name, but he was watching Major League Baseball on his smartphone while the meeting was going on.
Well, they play solitaire in the House chambers. You know, I mean, what the heck?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, so when did they? When was the rollout slated? You know, I mean, we're talking a month, a year, 6 months.
They're expecting to
have the new consultant chosen by the upcoming regular meeting, which will be the third Thursday of next month. That is, if they don't reschedule it like they've done the past two meetings.
Well, I think people should probably pipe up, so maybe it's time for us to get a smart meter.
Get up early in the process, because if we wait until this stuff is breathing down our necks, it may be a little on the late side of things.
Yeah, we better book some smart meter folks again. It's time to start re-educating.
Well, now that all the comments at city council meetings are at the end of the meeting, it's going to be kind of hard to bring that up when people are still awake.
Do they? Will they have to pass it through city council, or is it something that the REU thing can just do?
I would expect that if it involves the expenditure of funds, that at some point it would have to be brought up before city council, if for no other, probably as a consent item. You know what consent items are.
Yeah,
demon pass.
Right. So I wonder if there are, I guess the things we watch for are, my guess is, the state will have some sort of a snappy program to take the bite out of the cost. Because there are very few, let's face it, there are no cities with a whole bunch of extra money.
Anderson employed smart meters, didn't they?
Anderson's part of PG&E, I think.
Oh.
PG&E is different.
Well, I know. I saw a whole truckload of smart meters one day when I was unloading some freight out of a truck. Three quarters of the van was full of smart meters, and they were going to the city of Reading, or city of Anderson. So
I guess if people want to pipe up on smart meters, now is the time. We'll have to get us a good, maybe Mark could have on BD, Mark, what's his name? Mark's on the chat room. He said he was getting in the shower. If he's not in the shower, he'll tell me his name. He's up in Montana.
Oh. Yeah, what's, I can't remember the name of his company. He sells little gizmos.
SATIC. It's like static without the other T.
Yeah.
And I know. He writes back, BD. I know I already said that part, Mark. He writes back, static. I think he's channeling me backwards. I say it, he types it on the thing. Tell me something I don't know. Hey, he did. Erickson. BD Erickson. So I bet you Mark will have him on. And maybe how about this? We coordinate and we do a whole three-hour thing on smart meters. You know, we'll do our show, and they could have their show with BD. That'd be kind of great.
Well, there's plenty of information on
it. Get a ton of info out there.
Yeah, there's lots out there on these smart meters.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know. Most people are not going to be happy with their bill. That's the biggie. Have you heard?
Especially if they go on vacation and they come back to
a guy living in their house.
Coming home present.
Yeah, while you were gone. Well, because there was that one lady, I'll just never forget that. She came home and her bill was really high, so she called the power company and said, hey, I was gone for 2 weeks. And the customer service rep at the power company, she was in Southern California, and the customer service rep at the power company said, oh, yeah, we see you got home on X date at such and such a time. Because they saw when the power kicked back on, all the lights came on and everything. Creepy.
Yeah, just imagine some sex pervert being able to know exactly when you're home and when you're not.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Being able to hack into your smart meter.
Unless your dog was home. Don't you want to know why? Because...
You stumped the panel.
I give Charles a non sequitur.
Are we going to have to start pushing the button?
No, because allowing dogs as witnesses in court cases in France has become something of a recent trend. I guess it was reported in a Paris thing. A 9-year-old Labrador retriever took the witness stand so the judge could observe how he reacted to the defendant on trial for killing the dog's owner.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, right. For due process of law, a second dog named Norman took the stand later as a control group just to see if they just didn't like the guy. Ultimately, the judge said he learned nothing from the dogs and dismissed them.
What a dog hater.
Could you imagine? My dog is a witness in a trial.
Wow.
Hmm. So, there you
Sounds
go.
Sounds like they're barking up the wrong tree.
Here we go.
Well, Labradors are smarter than some human witnesses I've seen.
Probably smarter than the guy who's living in the, living on that guy's property who's gonna take him till May 1st to go find out who owns it.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Charles. We better take a quick break here again or we'll be at the top of the hour. We can't even take a break when we're goofing off. It's terrible.
We're having too much fun.
It's a sickness. All right, we'll be back with you in 2 minutes. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online. My favorite song. It's Maxwell Smart.
Get smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Meters.
99 was awesome.
Get smart. Meters.
Smart meters.
All together now.
You could play 99 in the movie.
Love 99. The funny part is she was the smart one and Max never did figure it out.
You're listening to We the People, Honest, on KCNR 1460 AM.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Today is the final day for Hot Cars.
And cool April nights at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The day starts at 7 a.m. with a famous Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast in the mega tent, followed by the opening ceremony at 9. Don't miss the award ceremony and parade of cars from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the car corral from 8 to 1, where you can buy and sell those classics.
Today is the final day of the 25th annual Cool April Nights Car Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. So come on down until 1 p.m.
An exciting event for the entire family.
Sponsored by A&I Engine, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Wind River Casino, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Macy's, Carmona's, Hilton Garden Inn, Custom Imprints, and Results Radio.
For a list of today's events, log on to CoolAprilNights.com. Don't miss the final day of Cool April Nights Silver Anniversary Edition.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, and on that note, you've returned with We the People Radio. Hey, I don't know, I was just listening to that song, you know, Wrong Way on a One-Way Track and all that. You know how much stuff there is in the news about clowns? You know, do you like clowns or do you think they're creepy?
I tend to think they're creepy.
I have a big clown portrait. That,
oh, God, that's right.
Yeah, you,
Bill's
you
got
won't
a
let
giant
me...
oil painting of a clown.
Yeah.
It's a family heirloom.
It's a family heirloom. It's in my storage locker. She won't let me hang it in the house.
It's super creepy. My mom's like, let Bill hang up his clown picture. You know, it's a family thing. And I showed it to her. She's like, oh, maybe you could put that somewhere where it's not so obvious. That's pretty bad coming from my mom. No, I was surfing the web.
You're not referring to the ones that are running the VA healthcare system.
You know, there is an interesting tie-in. But in Manchester, England, they had 19 cases of clown-related crimes in 2013, ranging from a clown peering into the windows of homes to a kid reported that a clown holding balloons, there you go with those codes again, had tried to grab him on the street.
How many clown codes do we have in
Apparently
Obamacare?
We have a lot. The Secretary of Clowns International, now did you know there was such a thing? The Secretary of Clowns International lamented that stupid people who damaged the reputation of the clowning, are damaging the reputation of the clowning profession, in case John Wayne Gacy left anything available for them. Isn't he the one who was a clown?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a scary clown.
He was a scary clown.
Super scary clown. Yeah, I did. I kept running across these clown things, and I thought, God, you know, there's a reason you just don't want this kind of stuff.
Well, remember, we worked with somebody who collected clown figurines. Was it figurines?
I don't know. I knew a gal who was a party clown. She was a Girl Scout leader. She was a hoot.
A hoot.
She was a hoot. Now, here you go. New York's traveling family circus. Circus with a K, protested in October just this against political campaign language referring to Washington, D.C. as a circus, said Kinko the Clown. Before you call anyone in Washington a clown, consider how hard a clown works.
He's been renamed FedEx the Clown.
That's pretty funny. I guess clowns get kind of pushed when you make fun of them. We better watch it. I better stop.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so our job yesterday was to go. There was a clown that was elected to the Brazilian. He's a member of Congress. He used the slogan, "It can't get any worse."
If you're a clown, you've hit the bottom.
And you're running for the Brazilian Congress, you can get away with that. Get elected with that.
Yeah. Wow.
I've seen some articles lately of people running political campaigns that probably ought to. They probably should take that sort of thing seriously.
Much more seriously.
Mm-hmm, because they're clowning around. All right, what do you got?
Seattle City Council voted in October to seize waterfront property that was owned by a gentleman that was 103 years old. They wanted to seize it by eminent domain after negotiations to buy the property broke down. They apparently have some big project up there, and his parking lot was in the way, so they wanted to take it by eminent domain. And when asked what they're going to do with the property, they said, well, we're not sure, but, you know, a major portion of it will be a parking lot. So there's your government at work.
We want it to be our parking lot, not your parking lot.
That's right.
You're going to seize your parking lot and turn it into a parking lot.
It's kind of like all the parking meters we have in downtown Reading that don't work and they don't collect the money for them.
I think they do now.
They collect the money.
Now they collect the money again?
I've seen them collecting it out here.
Oh, really?
Do you get a ticket? Do you get a ticket if you're, I mean, do they keep track of the time?
Since I've been working here, have gotten 3 parking tickets.
Get out.
They only come by and check it once a month, but you never know when they're going to check it. So,
oh, once a month. You got a pretty good shot at getting a free parking place.
That's my best estimate anyway.
Don't go to Vegas, Bob.
So
you're getting a parking ticket. Cause
you can get away with it 90% of the time or 98% of the time.
Your luck has run out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm not going to Vegas anytime
soon. Don't do it.
Not good.
Sorry. The capper on my clown news. I thought this was the funniest one, and then I'll stop with the clown stuff. But it was just funny. Okay, so there's a circus that it – are you ready? They offer counseling sessions for people who avoid circuses for fear of clowns. Coulrophobia is reported as Britain's third leading phobia after spiders and needles.
Whoa.
So apparently if you are afraid of spiders and needles, clowns are next.
Mm.
And if you live in Britain, it's a large enough group of people that, you know, just wearing a red nose probably get you assaulted in the streets.
Could be. People are going to look at you funny.
You're sad.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out of time.
If you want to talk more clown news next hour, I have stories out of Sacramento.
of climate?
Yeah, but you do.
Is Leland Yee been doing things again? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, somebody put in here White Fang. I should do the wolf update. Had a great wolf meeting. We're going to show a wolf film, actually.
Are we going to have a wolf update?
We are. We're going to have a wolf update. I've got some good PETA news, too, idiots. They wanted a roadside memorial for the truckload of live fish that had perished in a recent traffic accident. After all, fish, like humans, use tools, tell time, sing, and have long-term memories, wrote PETA.
PETA. Lord. Oh, we could go on and on about them.
Hey, so anyway, we'll do the wolf update next hour. You are listening to We the People Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM.
And that's home of Free Fire Media.
And that's Ferris Bueller's Day Off, in case you didn't know what that weird sound is we play every show.
You're listening to Aaron and Bill's Day Off.
Bueller. Bueller.
Being supervised by Bob.
Anyone?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A group of eight European military observers detained by pro-Russia insurgents in Ukraine has appeared in public today and given assurances they are not being mistreated. However, their fate is murky. Axel Schneider of Germany speaks for the group.
We have no indication when we will be sent home to our countries and to see our families.
He also denied the group is spying for NATO, as the pro-Russian forces claim. Bad weather is expected across the Midwest today.
There's the potential of a pretty significant severe weather outbreak from parts of eastern Kansas, western Missouri, including the Omaha and Kansas City areas, southward across areas such as Tulsa, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana. This area is under the gun for a pretty significant severe weather and tornado problem.
Forecaster John Hart of the Storm Prediction Center, large hail also to be expected in the affected areas. President Obama is on a two-day visit to Malaysia as part of a four-nation tour of Asia. He's defending Prime Minister Najib Razak's government against criticism that it has mishandled the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
The United States and other partners have found the Malaysian government eager for assistance, have been fully forthcoming with us in terms of the information that they have.
The aircraft carrying 239 people, most of them Chinese, has been missing now for nearly 2 months. It's believed to be at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Two Philippine officials and a confidential government primer seen by the Associated Press indicate the U.S. and the Philippines have cut a 10-year deal that would allow more U.S. military presence in the Southeast Asian nation. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
The NBA is investigating an audio recording of a man identified as L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling telling his girlfriend not to bring black people to basketball games. The recording was posted on TMZ's website. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league finds the audio, quote, disturbing and offensive. Says Sterling has agreed not to attend the Clippers playoff game today at Golden State. Silver says the NBA will move quickly in its investigation, hopes to have it wrapped up shortly. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, a target of Sterling's remarks, says he won't attend a Clippers game again until Sterling is no longer the owner. German engineering giant Siemens AG says it's prepared to discuss a pact with its French rival Alstom. Siemens says it sent the Alstom board a letter, quote, to signal its willingness to discuss future strategic opportunities. Nobody's quite sure what that means. The move announced today comes amid heated speculation that GE is going to buy Alstom. This is SRN News. Less than one in five cadets at West Point is a woman, and the Academy's new superintendent wants to change that.
With the Pentagon lifting restrictions for women in combat jobs, Lieutenant General Robert Caslin Jr. has set a goal of boosting the number of women above 20% for the new class reporting this summer. Women have been a presence at the nation's military academy since 1976, but they remain in the minority, just as they do in the broader military. Thousands of combat positions are slated to open to both sexes by the year 2016. Bob Agnew, SRN News.
FBI agents are looking for a man who tried to hold up a Chase Bank in Pompano Beach, Florida last week and left his name behind. Seems Felipe Cruz scribbled his demands for cash on the back of a job application he had just filled out, which, of course, included his name. He also left some fingerprints around to help the investigators. And no, he didn't get any cash in the robbery attempt. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. You're joining We the People Radio. Join us online. WeThePeopleRadio.us. The chat room is alive and well. You can also give us a holler at 530-605-4567. Today we're doing a bit of a Seinfeld little show about nothing. It seemed like everybody was just jammed.
Or a
you
show
know?
About everything.
Could be about everything.
Yeah, we're covering it all.
I like the one about the guy that they just were talking about who tried to rob a bank by writing, you know, his note on the back of a job application.
Yeah,
you know, are
with all
you
this information.
Kidding
yeah,
me? I kind of like this one. I found this one. The Phoenix convenience store robber. He escaped with the money in September, but might, like many others, he inadvertently stuck his face directly in front of the surveillance camera. But he didn't just do that. He didn't just put his face in front of the surveillance camera. He had entered the store.
Oh no.
With a plastic bag tied tightly over his face to distort his features and foil the camera. But halfway through the robbery, he unsurprisingly became labored for breath and he yanked the bag off. I'm going to go rob a store. I'm going to put a plastic bag over my face. They'll never recognize me. And it never occurred to him that he couldn't breathe. Okay, I saw this other one too. It was too good not to mention. This guy. Okay, how'd you like to be the sheriff, okay? This is like a great day for the sheriff. In Florida, the sheriff's detective, he happens across this longtime fugitive, right? He detains him, even though the guy claimed he was actually one of his own twin brothers, okay?
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm not James, I'm Gary.
Yeah.
I'm Gary.
Yeah, James is out in the car.
So the detective, as this guy's walking away from him, he goes, hey, James! And
he turns around.
Yeah. Yeah, he turns around, and so anyway, he actually wasn't his own twin brother. He was himself.
Well, there was a guy the other day I was reading went into a Walmart to apply for a job, and they said, well, it'll be a few minutes. If you just want to hang around, we'll call your name when we're ready. And so he strolled around the store and just couldn't resist putting a few things in his pockets, and they, of course, had him on videotape, stuffing his pockets full of stuff. And so they called him into the interview and arrested him. So,
nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, Bob, you had a story over there about the judge in Sacramento.
So we're looking at it on the break?
The legislators in Sacramento, yes, had that come across the wire earlier this week. In a near party line vote, California State Democrat legislators killed a bill on Tuesday that would have banned the state's Obamacare exchange from hiring felons convicted of financial crimes.
I don't want to do that.
The LA Times reported that critics of the bill said the legislation was overly restrictive and could be discriminatory under federal civil rights law. Republican Connie Conway of Tulare was the bill's backer, the assemblywoman. She said she simply intended to help protect California Obamacare customers' sensitive information from financial crimes. Now, California Healthline reports that between June and November of last year, 31 individuals convicted of felonies or misdemeanors were approved as Obamacare enrollment counselors. Those included crimes of battery, burglary, forgery, shoplifting, and welfare fraud.
Mm. Well, they do draw the line at stealing your personal information. I've heard that because, you know, criminals, you know, they all have certain things they just
no,
would
they
never
wouldn't,
do.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So rest easy. Your information is safe.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a better excuse for why? I mean, there was like no...
Could be discriminatory under federal civil rights law.
Come on, give them a chance.
Discriminatory. Letting criminals have access.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I got just here at 8:14 a.m., I got my email. Aaron, your name belongs next to President Obama's. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It's from my good friends at BarackObama.com. Yeah, it's got a picture. It's just a big blank space with a big stamp that says approved March 23rd, 2010. Healthcare reform is signed, sealed, and delivering. You helped make that happen. Obviously,
you
didn't. But
I was going to say, I'm going to have to SWAT you.
No, I was just spying on the enemy. Make sure your name is on the permanent record. Add your name here.
Yeah, not.
Don't fall for it.
Who should I add? Let's see, who's in the chat room right now? I mean, honestly, really? Because I'm so proud. Let's do it.
Wow, hey, I got one here. In October, an Ohio judge. Well, this is real too.
Oh, yours real?
This is real stuff. In October, an Ohio judge turned down a petition by Donald Miller Jr. asking to be ruled alive. You're still deceased as far as the law is concerned, probate judge Alan Davis told him, because the state law requires challenges to his declaration of death obtained by Miller's wife in 1994 to be filed within 3 years. Said Judge Davis, I don't know where that leaves you. So, you're dead, buddy.
Well,
next.
Going back to the VA, it happens every now and then.
Yeah.
Somebody gets marked as deceased.
Yeah, you're toast.
Oh, it's,
yeah,
it's brutal. You can't
change it.
I know, which sounds funny. You can't change that you're dead, but I mean, if you're not really dead.
Yeah, but you're standing there in front of a judge and he doesn't have the authority to say, okay, let's overturn this because he obviously is alive. Unbelievable.
That's just scary and sad.
Yeah.
I just
remember that name during the elections. You know, they say judges aren't that important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to do. And what is it? JudgeVoterGuide.org. .com. I'll look. Judge Voter Guide is a really good resource when we have to vote for judges. That guy does a ton of work.
Boy, anymore, the judges are the ones that are probably the most important of the elected officials. I mean, they're passing down these rulings, this Ninth Circuit and all this. I mean, it's crazy some of the stuff they're ruling on. We gotta clean that up.
Yeah, that is just a total mess. I was looking on my stuff here. Yeah, Judge Voter Guide. It's .com, by the way. The .org one is some other site. Here we go. Judge Voter Guide. If you give them your name, your first name, last name, and email, they will send you updates for things in your area. You also, it's all done by Craig Huey. Remember? We had him here.
Oh, yeah.
The ratings are great. He rates on positions, contributions, rulings, and statements. And the rating goes from judicial activist to strict constructionist. Then on the qualifications, his categories are experience, reputation, integrity, American Bar Association ratings, all of which are kind of hard. I mean, to find out if you're just a regular citizen, these guys are not usually in the media, except for that one. And that goes from unqualified to very qualified. So you can really look on the rating system and you can drill down and find out exactly why they came up with what they came up with. But judgevoterguide.com, huge asset during election time. That's another thing, you know, this election year is super important, but this primary lately it's kind of boring. There's not a lot going on.
No.
But, city council won't happen until later in the year. I mean, locally. Some of our races here in the Shasta County area anyway are, you know, running unopposed. And so anyway, but we'll, I'm sure, have lots of those people at the Tea Party. I should put in a pitch for that Monday night, 6 o'clock here in Reading. And tomorrow night, I believe, if all goes according to Hoyle, we will show Ted Lyon, the attorney from Dallas, Texas, who was up in Yreka last Thursday, speaking about his book called The Real Wolf. This is the book the environmentalists don't want you to read.
And we're going to have those.
Not environmentalists.
No. Well, we might have. They're certainly welcome.
Yeah, just the book.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of talking about, attacks on people, because the environmentalists tell you that wolves don't attack people, which they totally do. The book actually does.
My dog attacks people. Come on.
Your dog doesn't have any teeth anymore.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Gum
you. Yeah. If Phil's dog runs at you, forget it. He's a gummer.
He's a hillbilly.
He's kind of a hillbilly. I know.
Yeah, he's got a hillbilly smile now.
Both our dogs are sad. Yeah. They don't have any front teeth. So anyway, we'll be going into that because people in Shasta County, Siskiyou, Modoc, Del Norte County is apparently great habitat according to the Enviro Nuts. Oh, I have a PETA thing.
Oh, I got an environmental thing too.
I got a PETA thing. Cause the PETA guys are just so, you know, I mean, they were trying to buy Jeffrey Dahmer's house to turn it into a vegan restaurant.
And
it's
that,
like,
that,
what?
I thought that was a lie, but that was
it was totally true.
Yeah,
I looked it up when I got home. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
That's
who the heck would go there to eat?
I don't know. But the Washington Post ran an article. The Washington Post, that's fairly credible, right?
Sure.
Okay. PETA, they contributed something for a fundraising auction. Okay. So if you ask PETA for a donation for a fundraising auction, you might get this. A towel that had recently been used by actor George Clooney. PETA president Ingrid Newkirk had what she thought was a better idea. She extracted Clooney's perspiration from it and used the sweat to flavor a tofu dish.
No.
Yeah. Here's her quote. I can see people having parties to try clo-flu. Clooney's sweaty tofu. What is wrong with them? Anybody who's contributing to PETA is a knucklehead.
They've got issues. Yeah, an environmentalist named Gabriel 29, he did it to punish the rich white people for the death of whales and the depletion of the rainforests. He sought revenge by sawing through a 69,000-volt line with a tree saw. You see where this is going.
Uh-huh.
On a long metal pole.
Whoops.
Darwin Award.
Well, he had dishwashing gloves on for insulation, so, you know, he thought he'd be safe with that.
Dishwashing gloves.
Yeah. They melted. And he suffered like major burns. And he survived. Yeah, he survived. But I guess it blew him out of his shoes and they had to rush him to the hospital.
He's still clutching the saw.
Yeah.
He can't let go of it. His hands are seized around the saw.
Yeah,
he can't be impeded anymore because he looks like a...
Yeah. Dishwashing gloves. They will not insulate you from a 69,000-volt power line.
That's good to know. Yeah. You know, make a mental note of that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, we better take a break, eh? And then we have someone on hold?
Yes, we do. A mystery caller.
Oh, yes. We love those.
Love mystery caller. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online.
Oh, and I have a Lela Yee update. I did find one.
Oh,
good.
And Lela Yee, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Are your eyes tired? Do your eyes need a pick-me-up?
Well, come on out to the Shasta District Fairgrounds and feast your eyes on fabulous fabric creations at the Reading Quilter Society Quilt Show, Quilting in the Golden State, featuring local quilters Beulah Alioto and Alice Burris. Hours are Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Admission is $7 daily or $10 for a three-day pass. Visit the vendors. Shop in the boutique this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
That is now our Wolf Update theme.
Wolf Update.
That is the best Wolf Update thing.
Here
okay.
We go.
So.
Lay it on us.
We had Ted Lyon, former state senator from the great state of Texas, 14 years in the legislature there, and is a trial attorney, which normally everybody goes, ew, but he's a really, really good one. And so if you have been harmed by he does really big, like super big, ultra complicated scientific cases. So he was hunting with friends up in Montana. They have a house in Montana. He was hunting, and they were pheasant hunting, I think he said. And these guys were talking about how bad the wolves were and how much they'd screwed up Yellowstone and on and on. And Ted was like, that can't be. I don't think that sounds right. So they got in a big fight. I guess. your classic campfire fight. So he's getting this big fight, and he's like, and they're all, I guess these guys are all attorneys, and so they're like, go do your homework, right?
Yeah, go check it out.
So he goes back, starts digging into this, and is like, this is really bad. So he's gotten together, I didn't bring the book in, but it's called The Real Wolf. And if you go to therealwolf.com, let me double check. Yeah, therealwolf.com, you will find information on Ted's book. I have several cases of those books. So if you live in the Reading area, you should give me a call. Phone number's on the website, but if you need it, it's 515-7135. And I will get you a copy of that book. It's $20. If you buy two of them, they're $35. We had the permission to do a deal because we had Ted up in Wairika on Thursday speaking about his book and kind of giving us the background, because the subtitle on this is The Science, Politics, and Economics of Coexisting with Wolves in Modern Times. And he does a great job. One of the big focus points in his book is disease. These things are gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the hydatid tumor, sometimes called e-granulosis. But if you look up hydatid, H-Y-D-A-T-I-D, you'll see, pictures and all sorts of stuff. This is basically a third world disease. Comes from a tapeworm. And, so your dog runs out in the woods. Maybe you don't live in rural America. So, you know, people think, oh, well, if I don't live out in the country, it doesn't matter.
If I don't touch them or go near them, I'll be safe.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that, because it takes 15 to 20 years to find out if you even have this. It isn't something you get and then you have a runny nose or whatever. And oh, you have this thing. It goes on and on and on, spreads through your body. And when all these little cysts eventually, you know, multiply enough in your system, they burst and you die of anaphylactic shock.
So
what a way
is there
go.
Any way to know if you have it? Can you get tested for it?
Nope. No.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they've eradicated. The only place that they've seen this in really in modern time was in a sheep in Colorado or Utah. I can't remember. It was in one of those states, and a herd of sheep had a little outbreak of this. But they all got vaccinated and it all went away. But when you start bringing in,
how do you contract this if you don't go near wolves? Or
because wolves travel, like in one case, you know, he was saying up to like 1300 miles, and right, they cover large amounts of territory, right? You get this from their scat, aka poop. And well, that stays
number two.
That
yeah.
Wolf poop.
Wolf poop.
Number two.
I dare you, Bob. Find a song about wolf poop. But that's how it's transmitted. So this could come from horses.
But it's airborne.
Yeah, and so you see these people who've shot a wolf, and they're like hugging them, you know, to show how big they are.
Oh, yeah, hold them up.
Big mistake. You don't want to touch this stuff. But you wouldn't even know, because if you're – you go to a national park, or you're out hiking, or you're – and you have a family dog. Well, that dog just got in your car. Your kids petted it. You just – anyway, the disease factor has not really been adequately studied. And I'll tell you what, in the wolf management meetings, when you bring it up, nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, the ag people do, but none of the environmental crew
I'm about halfway through that book, The Real Wolf, and at some point he talked about that, and he said something like 80% of the wolves in the wild have this disease. 80%. So if we get wolves, chances are we are going to see this disease on the uprise. I mean, we're going to get it.
So do the wolves eventually die from it themselves, or are they just carriers?
They're just carriers. It's a tapeworm. So, you know, nice. Dogs and other canids, you know, they have tapeworm. But it's also passed to other, what they call ungulates. So they'd be deer, elk, moose, you know, all these other.
Oh, so you can go out deer hunting.
Sure.
And get it from the deer.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, when they look at why you have, you know, the birth rates go way down in all these other animal populations, some of it is disease, some of it is stress, but you can't ignore the part about how it translates to humans.
Well, a lot of it is from having their leg chewed off, too.
Oh, you mean the
the wolves. Yeah, that kind of hurts them a little bit.
But they don't, it's not just the killing. Yeah. I mean, you know, the killing is one facet, but, you know, the stress lowers the birth rates. You have, you have the influx of disease. You have all sorts of factors. And I'll tell you what, I was, I don't know if I was shocked, but I'll say I was shocked. In Wairika last Thursday, I mean, we had fewer than 100 people there to hear him. Cattlemen had a meeting across town. You know, they obviously had something urgent to discuss. So they met across town. Now, here's an issue directly affects them, and they won't even show up and get the information. Farm Bureau, AWOL, you know, you had lots of these groups that just don't, they're just not plugging in.
So is this passed on to cattle?
Sure. Could be passed on to anything. So you just, it's not.
And the Centers for Disease Control won't even address it.
Well, they're not, it's not reportable. It's not a reportable disease at this particular point in time. What, you know, whether that changes or not. But, like I said, it's not being addressed. The disease factor is not being addressed. The same too with all the, you know, the crap about how, oh, wolves only kill the sick animals. They're the, he had it right here on his front page. What did it say? It was the sanitarians of nature kill only the weak and the sick. In fact, wolves kill anything that pretty much moves. But, there is quite a bit of information out there to be had, and I would really hope people get plugged in. Yeah. So tomorrow night, we'll show Ted's talk, and I kept the books back. I didn't return them, so I do have some available.
Well, you took one of those books to one of their meetings, and it was like you brought in the plague, right?
Oh yeah. It was like waving around, you know, the wooden stake to the, what is it? The wooden stake for the vampires, the silver bullet for the werewolves. I had them all rolled up in that book.
They reeled back, like, get that thing out of here.
The environmentalists were
Not want that information out.
So, yeah, anyway.
Amazing.
Get informed. All right, Bob, you had something on Leland Yee. Oh yeah. Let's go back to fun news.
There's a Leland Yee update. Suspended state senator, watch this coming to a mailbox near you soon. Suspended state senator Leland Yee, who was indicted for allegedly committing wire fraud and trafficking firearms with terrorists in exchange for campaign contributions in March, sent 10.6 million households campaign letters pledging he will fight corruption if elected secretary of state.
Is this recently he sent these out?
Apparently they haven't arrived yet. The Sacramento Bee reports the letter, which should be arriving soon to constituents' mailboxes, states that the beleaguered senator holds a common sense law enforcement record. Ironically.
That's a Democrat common sense.
Yeah.
Yee, ironically, further explains he is a Democrat who will represent everyone. The letter adds, quoting, under the Constitution, the Secretary of State's job is to empower Californians to govern California, to guarantee fair elections, expose special interests, and prevent corruption.
Well, there you have it.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
On SanFranciscoGate.com, there was this one, I had to bring it back up again. It was, the article was entitled, Seven Ironic Post-Arrest Leland Yee Press Releases. So, it starts out, there's a point after reading the 1100th Leland Yee press release that the words start to run together. In a blur of bragging award receptance, sanctimonious video game manufacturer shaming, and C-list celebrity name dropping. But you forge on, because you want your list to be complete. In fact, most Leland Yee press releases develop new meanings after the last week's 137-page affidavit that links the San Francisco politician to alleged overseas weapons dealing and political payoffs. How about this? They had 1,390 press releases between 2003 and 2014.
Oh, my God.
He had 125 of them a year. But it was kind of funny. The author writes, note to politicians, just as it is wise to appoint a friend to find and clear out your porn stash should you die unexpectedly, Yee's most trusted aide should have been tasked with wiping out his most embarrassing post-arrest press releases. So they ranked him. Number seven, it's kind of great though. Number seven was, Senator Yee named clean money champion. That was in November of 2012. Excerpt from the press release. I'm proud to stand with the California Clean Money Campaign. It's imperative that we update our laws to limit the influence of money in our political system. I look forward to working with the Clean Money Campaign, Common Sense, or Common Cause, Fair Political Practice, League of Women Voters, and others as we develop legislation to prohibit secret billionaires from trying to steal elections.
Oh, secret billionaires. They're the dirty ones.
It's kind of funny, the author's note. The release came after Yi received a statistically impossible 120% on the California Clean Money Action Fund scorecard. This should have been a clue. Something was up. Assemblymember Yi warns parents about violent video games as he's selling shoulder-fired rockets, so we'll let that one speak for itself. Here, this is a good one. Senator Yi to appear Wednesday on the Dr. Phil Show. Apparently, Yi had a PhD in child psychology. So he was one of the regular guests. He'd been on there twice. Once the case is resolved in his favor or against, the author notes, we're hoping for a third sit-down with Dr. Phil McGraw. Hashtag two-parter.
By the time this is done, he's going to need to sit down with Dr. Phil.
Oh, I was rolling. Oh, and then number four, Yi and Ted Lieu, another, never mind.
How's that working out for you?
I got nothing nice to say. They're going to make major reforms to campaign finance laws. The quote from his press release, laundering money through nonprofits in an attempt to avoid transparency is fundamentally undemocratic. Yeah.
Well, you can't say he wasn't being transparent with what all those 1,400 press releases or whatever it was.
It was pretty funny, though, because the author's note, it says, one other quote is, our democracy should not be bought and sold in shady backroom deals. If he is indeed convicted of any of the accused crimes or accepts a plea deal, part of his sentence should be writing those 12 words on prison blackboards at least 20,000 times. Number three, Society of Professional Journalists honor Yi with the Sunshine Award. He actually referred to himself in his press release as Senator Sunshine. Yeah, well, apparently he had more in his back room than we thought. Number two, Senator Yi, NRA's gun proposal is pathetic and unacceptable. Author note, to be fair, the press release never specifically mentioned increased prohibitions on rocket launchers. He did want to prohibit everything else.
And well, there you go. I mean, you got to be clear when you're writing this stuff. I mean,
exactly.
If you're going to include rocket launchers, you got to say that.
Well, you know,
that.
It's kind of throwing them off the track.
Implies that they're okay.
Number one, Yi calls on incoming chancellor to respond to corruption charges. He lambasted somebody who he said was corrupt. So, they thought he should just rewrite his press release, only flip it and put his own name in. So, if you want to look up Leland Yi ironic press releases, it's kind of good reading. There's quite a bit more on there, but it's pretty funny.
And one final footnote. One day after his arrest on March 26th, Leland Yi had withdrawn his candidacy for Secretary of State, yet his name will still be among eight choices on the ballot. So pay attention.
Yeah, let's see who
Find
votes
out
for
how
him.
Many people how many people vote for Leland Yi.
Who pays attention?
You know, that's the one where they ought to have the online sign up, like the little BarackObama.com, I supported healthcare. We should out all those people, voters who aren't paying attention. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, I've got a real funny story about environmentalist
Are you going to tell it to
situation.
Us now?
No. We'll do it after the break. No. I don't want to be rushed.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM with the goof-offs here at We the People Radio. Frank's here to supervise this. It doesn't seem to be helping, though. He brought donuts.
Yeah, put me to sleep.
Perfect for No Guest Sunday.
Money, money, money! There's the Leland Yi theme song.
Money, 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 money!
That was a rifle.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
The 66th annual Redding Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 champions will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Redding Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Redding Rodeo box office at the Redding Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Redding Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Break out the butter and the flour ready to fry.
My dog Pete's the smallest dog of all the dogs in my yard.
That's right.
He's a mean some bitch, drinks beaming water from a broken mason jar.
Man, we sick him on a chicken. Sick him on a chicken. Sick him on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick him on a chicken. Sick him on a chicken. Break out the butter and the flour, ready to fry.
Nothing like a little chicken music in the morning.
I had a chicken update in my list. Man, Bob, were you reading my
chicken
mind?
Chicken and waffle Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I got a little environmental update here. Actually, it's not an update. This happened in 2008. A 53-year-old woman was, on Mother's Day, was taking a walk with her family. I guess they have an extended family, a large group of people. And they came across a little brown snake. And she, oh, look, little garter snake. And so she reached down to pick it up, and it bit her on the end of the finger. Well, lo and behold, it was a rattlesnake, and her fingers started to swell, and it says, our little city has a well-deserved reputation as a hotbed of alternative healing, unique lifestyles and philosophy. And somebody in the group told them that they heard that if you tase somebody that is bitten by a rattlesnake and counteract the venom. So, lo and behold, one of them in the group did have access to a taser. And,
nice.
Well, mom got tased. And so she flopped around a little bit. And you know, it just didn't work. So,
they did it again?
Well, the only sensible thing to do was to give her another shot.
Do it over and over?
So they tased her twice. And when that didn't work and the batteries were too low to give her another shot, they decided to take her to the emergency room, and at which point they gave her the antivenom, and she survived. So, Mom, don't go walking on the trail with anybody that has access to a taser.
Who thinks it might be an antidote for oh, my God.
Can you imagine tasing your mother?
Don't tase me, son.
Don't tase me.
Grandma got run over by road kids.
This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me, Mom.
Okay, yeah. I have one final PETA update. I really did do some digging on the PETA thing because these guys just bug me, you know? They're just the knuckleheads of the whole thing. Okay, the most recent monument. Okay, did you know PETA proposes monuments periodically? That's another reason environmentalism has gone berserk. Yeah, they proposed
a
10-foot tombstone along a road in Gainesville, Georgia, to honor several chickens that were killed when a truck overturned in January. I don't think they were crossing the road. I think they were in the truck, actually. No humans were hurt in the collision. And
tell me they're not going to do a giant chicken.
And had the chickens survived, they would have shortly been slaughtered. But PETA thought they wanted to put up a 10-foot tombstone to honor the chickens that were killed.
Oh, boy, it never ends.
I want the mail. I want their mailing list.
Yeah, I do.
I
want
to know who these people are. How come they're still here?
Yeah, that's incredible. Morons. I don't know where they come up with this stuff.
Yeah, so when I heard your chicken song, I was like, God, I had a PETA update with chickens. I did have that.
Okay, now we have a chicken update theme and a wolf update theme. This is great.
I know. Isn't that nice? We had a prairie dog update theme, but we can't get a hold of Elizabeth. So
you know,
she's
big timing us.
Yeah, she probably probably has a life. I did talk to her though.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
She likes it out there, you know. She's finding stuff to do and they're busy whizzy and, you know, it's like all of us, you know, you move and at first there's nothing going on and then all of a sudden, psh, got nothing but projects.
Feels like she's back in America again.
Yes. Oh, here we go. This was what I was looking for earlier. I did find a little piece of San Francisco news because you can't go wrong with that. This is from March, just last month. And, you know, Leland Yee ran for mayor there, and that's how he got in so much financial trouble. So for the people who thought he was just trying to get money, you know, scamming for extra money just to line his pockets, he wasn't. He was really trying to pay off his failed bid for mayor.
Of San Francisco?
Of San Francisco. And then I guess he was going to keep the rest, you know, I'm sure, because he needed he needed some cash for the rocket-fired launcher
walking
deals.
Around
well, times are hard.
Muslim Brotherhood.
You have to explore alternative ways of
financing,
financing your election.
Senator Sunshine. So this is what goes on in his city. The ecology-conscious city, a.k.a. San Francisco, having recently encouraged routine composting of leftovers, dinner leftovers. Mm. Apparently, this is a big discussion down there. Oh. They're now considering you guys are going to like this one, an environment-friendly public urinal.
Oh, my.
Yep. And just in case you were thinking, well, who would... Yeah, Frank stands up.
If it involves George
stand up
Clooney's.
For that one, Frank.
No, it's not George Clooney's. No, it's not his sweat on
the
tofu.
Touch the
it's
door handle.
It's almost as good though. No, there is no door handle.
There's
that's
no
the
door. Oh, well, there you go.
It's called the pea planter. It's created and engineered by a guy named Brett Bucknam. Users urinate into a ceramic basin and flush the waste with runoff hand washing water. See, so this does promote hand washing.
Oh.
Into a bed of bamboo plants. Apparently, bamboo plants thrive on urine. The guy claims that minimal maintenance and an odor-free experience, but on the other hand...
Experience. Yeah, I like that.
Only a user's midsection area is blocked from public view, so I guess they can, like, see the rest of you. A concession necessitated by San Francisco's...
Don't move your feet.
Yeah, I guess in San Francisco they had a bad experience with lockable public toilets because, you know, people were, you know, having sex in them and committing other crimes.
It's gruesome.
Yeah. So, this is a less elaborate structure. The open-air, similarly privately challenging pea pod is currently being readied for development in the city's Dolores Park.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're
going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So you could look up the pea pod, P-P-O-D.
So just look for the giant stand of bamboo.
Just look for the people standing there staring at bamboo that are all men. They're all peeing.
Boy, that is
isn't
something.
That, you gotta, I mean, you can't make that up. You cannot make that up. That's why they elect people like Leland Yee. This is how we have the full circle. Makes perfect sense in their world. Of course, seen from our world, it appears to be completely,
ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
And then you got that guy, have you seen that Dickinson for Congress guy?
I know there's a campaign slogan there somewhere. P for Yee.
Yeah. Stand up for ye.
Stand up for ye. Yeah, he could have had the Peapod named after him, but no.
Shake out the vote?
No.
Well, now we'll never know.
We'll never know. It'll be a mystery.
It's also pushing bamboo.
It is pushing bamboo. I don't know what that means. You know, I don't, yeah. Maybe that's why we can't get rid of bamboo.
Could be.
You know that, what is it, heavenly bamboo that some idiot always plants in your yard before you move into the house and you can't get rid of it for anything? For heaven's sakes, don't pee on it. Apparently it likes it. So there's this idiot named Mike Dickinson. He's running for Congress. I don't know where, but I saw him interviewed. He is a knucklehead. But here's the title of the article, April 26th, so it's yesterday. I saw it on Twitter. Congressional candidate, when you see Tea Partiers driving or swerving, call the police. Really? He says, we need to expose, this is his tweet, we need to expose the leaders and people in the Tea Party, names and addresses.
Those Tea Party people again.
I mean, you know, he's, Yeah, it's ridiculous. I run for office and I have to disclose everything about myself, yet Tea Party wackos can take cheap shots and hide in secret. All right, so everyone is taking a
but
cheap...
But the liberal wackos who do the same thing are pure as the driven snow? Is
that's
that what he's
exactly
saying?
What's going on here. That's exactly... Yeah, he wants your name and address out in public. So please, everybody put him on your Twitter list, at VoteMike2014. And then make sure to use your real name and tell him what an idiot he is.
You know, I have a little story here. Speaking of bamboo, a gentleman.
You don't have a story about bamboo.
I do. I swear.
You're a liar.
I swear to you.
Are you kidding me?
No. What's it say here? Indicted for rape in August in Hamilton County, Tennessee, Mr. John Allen Raper, 19. Other recent.
That was his name?
That was his name.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Let's see. Convicted in Singapore in November of housebreaking and theft, and Mr. Bamboo Flute Blanchard, 18, who was arrested in June in Gainesville, Florida, and accused of trying to stab his father for an unreported provocation, although one possible motive suggests itself. Maybe, why'd you name me?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Well, it was like
bamboo
the guy, didn't
flute.
You see the guy with a murder tattooed on his neck? And he was arrested for murder?
Yeah,
he wanted
to have it removed before he went to trial.
Yeah, he thought it might prejudice the jury.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Turtlenecks are all in. I saw this other one, you know, we're always looking at privacy laws and stuff. Security and law enforcement agencies are looking beyond traditional biometric identification techniques, such as the accurate but obtrusive fingerprint, the iris scan, and facial recognition. They're now considering, and I swear to God, this is real. They are now considering earwax and underarm odors as biometric identification. There's
Or new flavors for Jelly Bellies.
There's a Philadelphia Chemical Senses Center that shows that ear secretions may reveal personal identity, ethnicity, health status, and sexual orientation.
They aren't going to add that to tofu, are they?
I think they are. Among other information and researchers, there's a university in Madrid, Spain, said their work demonstrates that recognizable patterns in body odor remain stable even through disease and diet change. Are you kidding me? They're going to, like, catalog body odor? Wow.
And they're going to use our money?
Apparently. Hmm. Yeah. But they decided that...
The humanity!
They had to admit that even the best odor technology is far inferior to a dog's nose. So,
well, I could have told him that.
Go back to the story from France where dogs are being allowed to testify in court, right? So, biometric ID of body odor, boom, you're down.
Yeah.
Oh, my dog's sense of smell is much better than mine, like 10,000 times.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't bust you in court for it.
Yeah.
It could come back to bite me.
While you're getting your parking tickets.
Yeah,
once a month.
You better tell him to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly. We have to take a break. Our insanity has gone too far. So you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM. This would be like, this is like a parody on the Don Shulman Show without the wedding theme. It's We the People Radio. Be right back.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Today is the final day for Hot Cars.
And cool April nights at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The day starts at 7 a.m. with the famous Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast in the mega tent, followed by the opening ceremony at 9. Don't miss the award ceremony and parade of cars from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. and the car corral from 8 to 1, where you can buy and sell those classics.
Today is the final day of the 25th annual Cool April Nights Car Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. So come on down until 1 p.m.
An exciting event for the entire family.
Sponsored by A&I Engine, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Wind River Casino, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Macy's, Carmona's, Hilton Garden Inn, Custom Imprints, and Results Radio.
For a list of today's events, log on to CoolAprilNights.com. Don't miss the final day of Cool April Nights Silver Anniversary Edition.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to We the People Radio and crazy no topic day. I got a story here that's kind of funny. A notorious white separatist, Craig Cobb, is currently soliciting light-skinned people to move to his tiny town of Leith, North Dakota, population 16, to create a deluxe Caucasian enclave. But at the urging of a black TV host, submitted a DNA test in November to prove his lineage. And unfortunately, it came back 14% black.
He can't be a white supremacist anymore.
No, he's vowed to try another DNA test before confirming those results. However, Bobby Harper, previously Leith's only black resident, was gleeful. "I knew there was another black person in town," he said.
You know, just when you think that the white supremacists are complete idiots.
I'll never forget an interview.
They are.
I'll never forget an interview. There was some white supremacist.
Enough rope and
you know,
the rest.
Up in Oregon, there was some big deal going on with some white supremacists up there, and they interviewed one of them, and he referred to some other group as mongoloids. And
I remember that. That was when we were at George's Equipment.
Yeah,
of course, the joke was, are they related to the Polaroids?
The Polaroids, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some intelligence there.
We got rid of some terrorists. 22 people were killed just north of Baghdad in February, 15 injured from a devastating suicide bomb blast. Now, normally that's sad news. But the 37, they were Sunni militants attending a class on how to be suicide bombers when the teacher's vest accidentally exploded. Yes. Yes.
Huh.
You got to be careful.
How unfortunate.
You have to be careful what class you sign up for.
That's
you could
right.
get the wrong thing.
That's right.
Sylvia?
We have some serious news on the phone here.
Sylvia?
Sylvia with a CARB update.
Sylvia. Sylvia texted me a half hour ago, but I didn't see it. Sorry, Syl.
That's all right.
All right. You have like 2.5-3 minutes. Roll us up to the top of the hour with fact.
Yeah. What's going on with CARB?
Okay, we attended, a number of us attended the meeting on Thursday in Sacramento, and, just absolutely frustrated. They impacted the meeting in the morning with large fleets and fleets that have already met the mandates that CARB put out about the filters on the motors, and they are just irritated. They kept pushing and pushing CARB to not give an extension, but to require all of the people that have not yet complied to get it done.
Are you kidding?
No. And then they had a scientist that brought in a picture of a baby that was so pathetic that one man actually got up and had a fit about, there is no need for you to show those kind of pictures to the public. There's no excuse for that. But anyway, back to this. So in the morning, the first part, they totally jammed the first part of the meeting with all of these people for what CARB is doing and praising them for all the work they've done and how they've cleaned the air, and you just wanted to throw up. then they, at lunchtime, they all left, and most of the other people that talked said, you know what? You can't believe how detrimental this is to the public. I got up and said, you know, I'm a senior citizen. I cannot afford to pay the prices to have my goods transported. And also, then what we found out, what the board admitted themselves, is that they're coming out with newer, stricter mandates for gas-powered engines. And they have new engines that they're going to require the truckers to put in, and they have already started manufacturing them. And I think in 2019 is when they're going to start even these new trucks that have complied. Their motors are not going to be any good to sell to the guys that don't have them now, because the new mandates are going to be so stringent that these older motors now are not going to be any good. They're going to be valueless. So,
Sylvia, did anybody bring up the fact that the EPA admitted here, what, a week or two ago, that they were unable to come up with any science determining that the particulate information they were putting out was false?
Dick from here in our area did a very articulate job of speaking to that, and after they had listened to all of the speakers, they very blatantly blasted that and just acted like, oh, that's, you know, we don't care. It's not, that science is fine. We're doing great. We have other science. We can prove that we're doing a good job.
Well, wasn't it all based on that science?
Yes. Yes, it was. But they don't care.
Unbelievable.
They have an agenda. Their agenda is to get all vehicles off the road. That's why they're not entertaining building roads for just the truckers.
Sure.
Right,
right.
They intend to get you off the road.
Unbelievable. Sylvia, we're out of time. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be hearing more. Do an update tomorrow night. Tea Party Reading Wolf Meeting. Get Ted's book, The Real Wolf.
By the way, did you hear they want to loot the CARB funds to pay for the bullet train?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's amazing how things come full circle.
Got some good cartoons on our webpage, wethepeopleradio.us. Kind of nice. Says, sometimes you have to burn a few bridges to keep the crazies from following you. Seems to be a good closing line for today.
Yep. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bye, everyone.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Bad weather is bearing down on the nation's midsection today. States, including Texas and Oklahoma, can expect large hail, damaging winds, and maybe tornadoes, too.
It's severe weather season. It's April, and therefore these type of events occur every year. However, Sunday looks particularly dangerous, especially from areas such as Omaha and Kansas City, southward through Little Rock, Arkansas, and perhaps Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's John Hart of the Storm Prediction Center. Hail and high winds delayed the start of a marathon in Oklahoma City this morning. President Obama says there is strong evidence that Russia is encouraging the destabilizing activities in eastern and southern Ukraine that we've seen for weeks, but he says Western unity will be a deterrent. The president says the U.S. and Europe must act collectively on sanctions, so President Vladimir Putin sees the world as unified. The Obama administration is siding with